Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness.
That's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back. That's the song Nexus from the Innocent Age album. I encourage you to check that album out. It's the best. Seven Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Happy Labor Day, everyone. We're going best two falls out of three with our good friend Rich Galen, political operative. We're not sure where his affiliation is these days. There's some question about that. Are you questioning? That's what you are, aren't you?
Questioning.
You're questioning, aren't you?
That's right.
You're not sure of your political.
I'm a member of the RDQ.
You're not sure of your political.
Okay, here we go. Now we're next stop is jail for both.
There you go. Well, they're storming the door here, folks. Okay, welcome back, Rich. I'm glad you're here. So let's give Mr. Trump equal time. So my audience, as you know, I pulled my audience and I said, okay, who do you like for your business? 8% said Clinton, 63% said Trump, and the reason was because he's made a payroll.
And tell me how you asked the question. What was the question?
I said, who do you think will be best for your business?
Oh, okay.
And before that, I said, Trump's made a payroll. Hillary says she wants to be small business president. Which do you think is best for your payroll, for your business? 8% said Hillary, 63. I mean, my audience, they like people who make payroll, right? And
yeah,
now I have to say, 21% said, God help us either way. And so I'm kind of in that group. So Mr. Trump, though, has made a payroll, so I like that about him. But I don't understand, Rich, how he isn't ahead with all of Hillary's problems, with Obama going down in history with the spin, crash, and burn record, I think, in history, the worst president of our nation. And he is behind? I don't understand that.
Well, he doesn't have any skills. Is the issue? I mean, he doesn't know how to do this. Nobody can help him learn how to do it. The guys that were there, Paul Manafort, and those guys.
He apparently doesn't take advice very well, does he?
Doesn't take advice at all is the problem, and I think that is exactly the worst attribute.
That's what frightens you the most about him being in prison.
Exactly.
Right?
I don't want. He just.
Solomon
from the
said when Solomon taught us in the Ecclesiastes about counsel. About the value of counsel.
Yeah, and he doesn't value it, he specifically denies it and takes pride in the fact that he doesn't talk to anybody. You don't remember way back when he said, I don't read this stuff, I watch the shows.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, and it's, I don't blame Trump for this. I mean, he won fair and square. I don't have any problem with that. What I have a problem with is the rest of the Republican Party couldn't find a message or a messenger
right
that could offset, you know, the schoolyard bully.
Rich, how many times have you heard me say over the last 20 years we've been together, in the Olympic blood sport of politics, Republicans aren't as good as Democrats?
No, well, that's right, and that you're exactly right. They are better because they have A, shorter memories, and B, a higher tolerance for.
They don't want
what.
Democrats well, do not wander what. Off the reservation like the Republicans do.
No, that's right. They get on message and stay there
real quick. Or they get whipped back into shape if they do.
Yeah, that's right. But I think in where we are now is that the polls are getting closer, which you would accept. I mean, I went back and looked at the popular vote for the last 20, 25 years, and other than a very few outliers like Reagan in 1984, where he got almost 60% of the popular vote, these popular votes are rarely more than 4, 5, 6 points apart. You know.
Yeah.
Clinton never got over 50%. Obama barely over 50%. So looking at the national polls doesn't tell you much. If you're winning, it tells you to get on the air and say we're winning. If you're losing, it tells you nothing. But
who are
you
the most frightened will become president?
Trump.
Really? So you, yeah. Even though you would never vote for Hillary, I'm assuming.
Yeah, right.
You could never vote for her. We'd come and get your card. But you'd be more afraid of Hillary, less afraid of Hillary being president than Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it's better the crook we know, I think.
Wow. That's something, folks. That's amazing. And I'll tell you, you know, you and I both predicted that and a lot of people did that Obama would be a horrible president because he didn't have any skills. He'd never solved a problem before
and never negotiated a thing.
But I don't think anybody ever knew him to be a patented liar.
No, that's right.
But she is a professional patented liar, a morally horrible moral person, as far as I'm concerned. And she's going to be our president. When have we ever had a president like that?
Never. Well, I don't know about never. I don't.
That we knew
going
in.
I don't go back much before.
When have we ever had a president that we knew going in was that morally corrupt?
We probably never had.
Never.
Well, not
never.
Not certainly since
hey, Rich,
Roosevelt.
Hey, Rich. Hashtag God help us.
I love that.
Thanks for being here. Come back soon. Rich Gator, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, wishing you a happy Labor Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.